Hey guys, welcome into another episode of Stacking Dubs. This is your host, Chris Chin. And we got a new stack starting, baby. What a bounce back game from the Warriors coming off of a brutal loss to the Celtics on Sunday. Invite the Milwaukee Bucks into town and take care of business and then some. Warriors win by 35 points, 125 to 90. Warriors win their 14th out of 18 games. First team ever to win by 30 coming off of a 50-point loss. And we end the Bucks' six-game win streak. Bucks were pretty strong coming into this one. Giannis was questionable with Achilles tendonitis, but he ended up playing, and it ended up not mattering. Speaking of also playing, welcome back, Andrew Wiggins. Wiggins was back after a four-game absence. Didn't really do too much or have much of an impact in this one. Only played about 14 minutes, I believe. But nevertheless, it was nice to have him back. Great to see that things have resolved themselves for now, hopefully for good. But nice to have you back, Andrew Wiggins. Dubs come out hot in this one. They shot 65% in the first quarter and jumped out to an 8-point lead after one. That would bloom to 20 points by the end of the first half. The Dubs go into the half leading 78 to 58. The 78 points is the second most points they've scored in a half this year. 22 assists, only 5 turnovers. Love to see that ratio. 63% from 3-point land. I bet you we do that every single half, we're going to be undefeated, guys. Obviously not sustainable, but still nice to know that we can get as wet and as hot as anybody. Warriors come out of the locker room in that second half. It's that Jekyll and Hyde. Mr. Hyde came back to play and the Warriors just come out low energy. Just a lot of turnovers, can't get stops. Bucks end up going on a huge run, even just through like 7 or 8 minutes in the third quarter, trim the lead to 6. And this patented Dubs drought that they keep seeming to hit in every other game, especially with big leads. We're going to get a little bit more into it and how we can avoid it, why it's happening. We'll talk about it a little bit later. But the Bucks got that lead down to 6. And while it was still single digits, enter TJD to save the day. Trayce Jackson-Davis. Really, when energy was down, no one seemed to have it going. The rookie comes in and saves the Warriors in this one with the game really in the balance at that point. Bucks had all the momentum. Giannis attacks the hoop. Trayce swats him at the hoop. Giannis gets it right back. Trayce swats him again. It doesn't stop there. Hustles back down the floor. Curry feeds TJD on an alley-oop. Dunks it home with authority. Essentially a 4-point swing after getting the stop on the other end. Dubs stretched the lead back to 11 at that point, and I believe it was the last time that the lead would shrink inside single digits. Later on in the quarter, TJD would get a third block of Giannis. Had another stop one-on-one against him, had a put-back dunk, had a nice assist, affected multiple shots. I think he had three or four offensive rebounds in this one. It's just really the effort. It's really energy. It's effort. His length really gives us a whole nother dimension on the defensive end with that rim protection. And then on the other side, especially paired with Chris Paul on the offensive end, being able to be a lob threat finisher at the hoop, which is another huge problem of the Warriors, is finishing at the hoop. You saw Draymond miss a few all season long. It's really plagued the Warriors. TJD has been one of our best finishers at the hoop. Just really playing with force. That's what we need. And by force, I just mean energy, effort, aggressiveness, toughness. It's the reason why when the Warriors have it going and they have energy, they are as good as any team in the league. But maybe it's because we're older. Maybe it's because we're smaller. Maybe it's just because we get complacent with leads. Whatever the case, that aggressiveness and that force tends to disappear, and we dig ourselves into these terrible meltdowns of stretches for quarters, if not halves, if not entire games, like we saw against Boston. Play with force. Thank you, TJD, for remembering that. After TJD's little stint in the third quarter, Dubs end up stretching the lead back up to about 14, and they would never really relinquish that for the rest of the game. Once that lead was cut to six, the Warriors respond with a 42-13 run, going on a little run of our own. It's amazing how things can just swing so quickly from just even within a quarter. The Bucks only scored 9 fourth quarter points. Yes, it was a lot of backups in by the end, but still, for a defense that had for most of the season been the worst fourth quarter defense in the NBA, it was nice to see a single digit number hung on them in this one as we closed the game. TJD, in 18 minutes tonight, 15 points, 7 rebounds, 3 of which were offensive, 4 blocks. Love to see it. He was 7 of 9 from the field, very efficient, and he was plus 20 in the game. And for his efforts, TJD is our player of the game. Well deserved. Yes, Steph Curry was good in this one too. 29 points, 5 rebounds, 6 3-pointers. But TJD was the reason that this game really swung back in the momentum of the Warriors in that third quarter. Kerr said after the game, "We have to find more minutes for Trace. We have to get him ready for the playoffs." I couldn't agree more. He said we're going to be shortening the rotation from the 10 to 11 guys we're playing now down to about 9 guys. And for a team that's strength in numbers and a lot of guys that contribute, what I heard indirectly from this is that Dario Saric, you're out of the rotation. Short of, you'll get stints when we need in matchups a stretch big, and hopefully you're hitting that three. But really, that's the only value that Sarge provides. He's just a stretch big, and he is too slow-footed on the defensive end. Looney, quite the opposite. Good defender now, not as great as he once was. Offensively, very, very challenged. Although he had a nice little end of shot clock jumper in this one, Looney just can't finish on the offensive end, and that kills us. TJD is that two-way player on both ends. He gives you rim protection, which really no one else on our team does outside of a little bit of Draymond, who's a great help defender, but he's not blocking as many shots anymore. But he is deterring them. I'll give him his credit. And Pajemski drawing charges, that's really our only forms of rim protection all season. Much, much needed from TJD, contesting and blocking one of the league's best finishers in the league in Giannis. So we need to play him more. We need to play him now. He needs to start ramping up his minutes so that way he can play in the playoffs and just keep doing what he's doing. Steph Curry, like we said, good in this one, shouldered most of the offensive load. Kuminga had 20 points on 9 of 14 shooting. Fun to watch him matched up against Giannis a bit in this one. On the defensive end, really did his best to stay in front of Giannis, but we learned that outside of TJD, the only other person that can actually defend Giannis one-on-one is Draymond, who did a great job on him in this one. But it was fun to watch two of the best athletic players in the league in Giannis and Kuminga get matched up a bit. Giannis is a little bit better than Kuminga, but Kuminga still got his in this one. Another thunderous dunk early, hit a couple threes. We'll take his 20 points on over 50% shooting any day of the week. Draymond, good in this one. 12, 6, and 6. Had 2 3-pointers in that fourth quarter. Very nice to see. Got a technical foul early in this one. He blocked Giannis, but he fouled him on the way up on the chest. I don't think he necessarily disagreed with the call that vehemently, but he did kind of give a little fist shake at the ref, and that's going to get you teed up automatically every time. So that's okay. I don't mind the passion. I don't mind the energy because in big games against big opponents like this, you do need that from Dre to light that fire. As long as you can show restraint not to pick up the second one. And he did. He got tangled up with Bobby Portis. I think it was the late third or early fourth. Portis was baiting him into potentially getting that double T and getting ejected. But Dre showed good restraint. That ejection could have really swung the momentum back in this game. Instead, keeps his cool. The ensuing possession, Brandon Podziemski hits a three-pointer, and the Warriors go up 21, and the game is over at that point. Just a little shout out. Dre's behavior, I've been very happy with it since he's returned. His leadership style, it's improved. I've always thought he's a great leader. I think even Steph Curry would tell you that Dre is the leader of this team. He's the vocal leader for sure and the heartbeat. He's a little too emotional and volatile at times, but that's where he's grown. But for the most part, you hear him mic'd up. He's very positive. He gives constructive feedback to his teammates. He builds his teammates a lot of just reinforcing good behaviors, not shy to give improvements and coaching advice. He's a coach on the field, excuse me, on the court when needed, especially with our younger players. He really is this the glue to our team, and now he's channeling the best parts of that and trying to cut the fat of the non-best parts of that, which we already know. Speaking of veteran leadership, Chris Paul really settled the ship in this one. When things got rough, when we were turning it over, when Steph was a little wild in that third quarter, Chris Paul enters. Chris Paul settles everyone down. Had 9 assists in this one, and really just everything you want out of your backup point guard to be able to settle everyone in and get us good looks. So many times during these droughts, we're just not getting to our spots on offense. We're not getting high quality looks or high quality possessions. So let's talk a little bit about it and why these meltdowns happen, why we have more specifically these offensive droughts. The Bucks went on a 19-5 run coming out of the second half. First 7 minutes of the third quarter, closed the lead to 6. Basically made up 14 points in the bat of an eye. Of course, the defense must play better in situations like this. Got to play stronger. We've already talked about the need for rim protection. We've talked many times about not overhelping off shooters. Those are all things in the scheme of the game. The defense needs to be better, but I want to focus on the offense here. And why we have these long droughts is oftentimes we just cannot score. We can't hit shots. We go cold, which is going to happen as a jump shooting team. We turn the heck out of the ball over. So why did these things happen, and why can't we get good possessions when, after first half shooting, what was it, 63% from the field, why does this just disappear for runs? Well, my theories are if Steph Curry's a little bit, he's out of the game, he's tired, he's double teamed, whatever reason, Steph Curry is just cold, doesn't have it going, where do we find good quality possessions from? Ways other teams get this, you have another isolation player. We don't have that luxury anymore now that Kevin Durant no longer is on our team. Wiggins is no longer a great isolation player. Klay's never really been a great one. We need someone that can get you a mid-range shot. I'm thinking like a DeMar DeRozan, who at any point, late shot clock, you can just give him the ball with 7 or 8 seconds. He's going to get you a decent look from about 12 to 15 feet of a mid-range, and you'll live with that late shot clock. And that, give two or three of those during a drought. One of them's going to fall, and you've kind of stopped the run. Chris Paul gives you a little bit of that, not just from having that mid-range game. And anytime Chris Paul's taking a mid-range, I'm very happy with that shot. They'll start to fall even more. We've seen it his whole career. But he can just get to spots in a pick and roll. He gets good action, and he finds ways to get into the key, into the paint. And once you're getting into that paint, that's going to open up your shooters. It's going to open up cutters. You're getting into the heart of the defense. And we really just don't have anyone that can do that. Kuminga can get to the paint, but not really as a playmaker. We're seeing a little bit more of that inside out, but he's really there to score. And sometimes that's also not there. Like if Giannis is on him, that's just not an option. So there's isolation, there's pick and roll combos. I think we need a better big, that we don't have the bigs to be able to just run great pick and roll outside of that Curry and Draymond pick and roll. And even then, Draymond's not really a scorer. So those are good ways that other teams kind of create higher percentage shots. The Warriors tend to like to go to that motion offense, which is great most of the time. But with that comes a lot of turnovers. When you're out of a rhythm, out of a funk, the ball's just moving so much. There's mishandles, there's turnovers. You're just you're not getting the back cuts when you're kind of low energy and tired in these situations. And then you're just relying on Steph Curry to try to bail you out, which you often will do, but sometimes it's just not there. So my answer to this is we need to find ways to get better penetration into the key. It needs to be a combination of a little Chris Paul, a little Steph Curry, and a little Kuminga. I mean, Wiggins is never going to get there. So that's something in the off season, more specifically, that we need to find, because it's going to have to be makeshift the rest of this year. These lapses are going to happen. Really, what needs to happen is there needs to be more force. I already talked about it on the defensive side, on loose balls. I feel like we lose every loose ball. We're the best, one of the best rebounding teams in the league. But when these droughts happen, I feel like there's the rebounding stops and everyone's kind of just watching the ball off rebounds. This energy just tends to die down. Think of a dog or a cat or an animal that's backed into a corner, right? Things are going bad. You're backed into a corner. What are you going to do? Are you going to just kind of like cower back into the corner and just kind of retreat and be softer and just try to hide and get through it? Or are you going to fight with your back against the wall and fight for your life? That's what the Warriors have to do. You need to, when the going gets tough, you got to get going. The only way I'm truly out of it is you just have to play harder than the other team. You need to hustle. You need to win loose balls. You need to find extra possessions, and you need to get to the rim. You need to find ways to penetrate and get to the free throw line. During these runs, we never get to the line. In general, we never get to the line. When your shots aren't falling, when things aren't going well, you have to find a way to win in the margins. And that is going to be my solution. Short of finding outside help from another player in the offseason, short of Chris Paul coming in and trying to right the ship, everyone just needs to play harder and act like you want to win. When we get these big leads, that's what disappears. You're up 20 points. Oh, it's trimmed to 15. It's trimmed to 10. Now the lead's 6. Now we feel like our back's against the wall and we start playing hard. That needs to just happen at 15 points. It needs to happen at 12 points. The whole game, it needs to happen. I understand you need to pace yourself a little bit, but those are the times where you really need to dig deep and go win a ball game. So that's my take on why we hit some droughts. It's not an easy fix, but just a little culture and mental shift will hopefully get us into some better looks and more possessions. All right, but I'm gonna stop harping on what we need to do better and just focus on the fact that we won by 35 points against the Bucks, one of the contenders in this league. So not too much to critique, but you can always be better. Bouncing back tonight. Not even bouncing back, keeping it rolling, stacking another dub tonight against the Bulls back to back. Great news, our starters didn't have to play too many minutes in this past one. Everyone was around 30. Steph was around 30. Everyone else was in the mid 20s or less. So we should be fresh. Let's give these guys another butt whooping. Let's win by another 30 points tonight and then get some more momentum heading into the weekend against the Spurs. Thank you guys. You guys deserve every bit of joy you got from last night for sticking it out on Sunday. We will see you tomorrow after a win against the Bulls. This has been your host, Chris Chin. And until next time, peace, love, and stacking dubs.